Fulton, Missouri is today a town of about 10,000 people. When compared to the cities of the world, it is quite small. However, for one day in 1946, all ears were listening to a speech that would prove prophetic, words delivered by a world leader about the rise of a new world power. The story of a small town and a big speech is today's edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was March 5th, 1946, and the streets of the small town of Fulton, Missouri were abuzz like never before or since.
So it was a very unique day and momentous.
Tyler Oberlag is speaking of Winston Churchill's speech at Westminster College. 25,000 people were in town to get a glimpse of the former prime minister, who was introduced by President Harry Truman.
Even the college itself did not know what he was going to talk about. He said, "The speech I'm going to say is of great world importance."
Churchill titled the speech, "Sinews of Peace." We instead know it for one key phrase today.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent.
The Iron Curtain became a widely used phrase, but reaction to the words were mixed at best.
Immediately after the speech, a lot of people accused him of warmongering and didn't agree with what he had to say. "Why are you trying to drag us to another war? We just got out of the worst war we've ever seen."
Over time, Churchill's words were prophetic. The college realized the important role it had played in a speech that predicted the Cold War. In the 1960s, they decided to build the National Churchill Museum, using the most unique structure to house it.
They decided to bring a bombed-out Christian Wren church, which was bombed in the Blitz of London in the 1940s.
The church was originally built in the 1600s. The interior was destroyed by fire in World War II, and the stone wall stood for 20 years before it was moved, stone by stone, to Fulton, where it was reassembled. Today, this impressive museum underneath the church is open year-round and tells the entire story of Churchill's life, including his unique tie to this small town and the Iron Curtain he predicted would divide the nation of Europe for decades. Traveling the countryside in Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.